was originally gonna book 2 hours, but Richard was like, "We'll see you later."
Smart man.
Let's grab the slate. Hold it to his face. Scene one, take six, clap it. And action.
What you thinking about, gorgeous?
Nothing.
That's not your nothing face. This is your nothing face.
You're so silly. Well, if you must know, and don't laugh at me, but I was thinking about our future together.
Our future? Is it the one where I look better than Pierce Brosnan?
I don't know, maybe. No, seriously. I'm thinking about where we're going to be in a few years. I know I just graduated from school and I have these two major interviews coming up, but what if I fuck it up?
What makes you think you fuck it up? You're one of the best interior designers I know. And Colorado Designs will be lucky to have you. Or London, but I heard it rains over there often, so I'm not too crazy about it. I'll go anywhere for you.
You say that, but what if I die? What if I get fired? What if they hate my designs and they make me an unpaid intern?
I love how you instantly jump to death and being fired over a job you didn't even have.
I'm a Virgo, you know I'm overdramatic.
And I'm a sensitive Cancer who believes you'll be just fine. They're bound to love your designs. You'll paint the whole city with them.
Yeah, okay. How can you be this confident in my abilities?
How can I not be? First and foremost, as your very best friend, I see how hard you work and you have a great eye for detail that most people don't. And as your lover, I think it's cute the way you look down your glasses when you're admiring your final product. You're in the end mode of material and graphic design. And if they don't see your artistic value, then fuck it. Unless they do, then smile and say, thank you for hiring me.
Yeah, okay. I know I should be confident about my abilities and I should be excited for these interviews coming up, but I don't know, I guess I'm just nervous.
Well, you shouldn't be. Get some rest. You'll be fine.
It's the middle of the afternoon.
Did I stutter? Get some sleep, sunshine. You'll be fine. Unless we're moving to London, then get some sleep. Right, Charlie?
You're so corny. Why am I with you?
Because I'm an architect at an international firm who works remotely and or anywhere.
God, I hate you.
You love me.
Cut.
Ew.
I said fine twice.